Hello, everyone. This is Iron Eagle Mike with my very first podcast. It is March 14, 2018. Well, finally took some time. I've been planning this for a while and finally found this app called Anchor. So here I am, my very first attempt at a podcast, and I want to make this as consistent as possible. So this is the I Am Enough Healing a Broken Body podcast, very first episode. Very proud and honored and grateful to have everyone be able to hear my story and be able to share their stories as well. Well, what is I Am Enough? You know, people think, well, you know, is it about you? What is it about? You know, because it's about I, you know, I am enough, healing a broken body. Well, it's been a journey. It's been like a magic carpet ride, over, under, sideways, whatever you call it. This journey over the last 7 years has been a transformative one, and one that's taken me to many places inside. And what I'm referring to is instead of the external stuff that we always like to constantly think of, what happens outside in our world, it's like I had to go deep inside myself to find the truth. Isn't that what everyone is looking for? The truth, the meaning of life, the purpose of life. Like, you know, who am I? What am I? You know, what's my existence all about? You know, I'm 51 years old and I'm wondering why, what my purpose and mission is. And it finally dawned on me, like through this transformative journey, that yes, it is about the I, the words, you know, the two words, I am, the two most powerful words. And what comes after that really determines how your life is going to happen and your future, you know, it's going to happen based on what you say and what you attach to that. So it's about a physical journey first, difficult journey. I wouldn't have it any other way. And it's also the title of my first book, I Am Enough, Healing a Broken Body, which actually became a series. So I already have my second book, I Am Enough, Into the Shadow. So let's delve deeper into I Am Enough. We live in a world where the world wants us to just be like a follower, to be just conforming to being average, to being on a cruise level, you know, you're on cruise control and nothing ever changes. Things always remain constant. You know, you don't change. You know, you're not rocking the boat. You're not, against the establishment. You're not challenging ideas. You're not challenging belief systems. Believe me, this journey wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been activated back in 2011. And guess what activated me? You know, it's Goddess Code activations by a dear friend, you know, Rod and Nelia of Goddess Code Academy. So we need this part. You know, we want to think of the two words I am as a word that sparks, those two words that sparks us into motion, propels us into a direction. Okay? But I had a broken body, you know, type 2 diabetic, almost 300 pounds, broken down inside, you know, hypertension, high cholesterol. I didn't know at that time that my liver was already breaking down, which I'm going to share with you guys later about that particular story. But for this part, for this first episode, it's really about, you know, sharing that we each have unlimited power to heal ourselves. And that begins with your body. People think, well, you got to have a strong mind first. Well, you know, our mind needs fuel. Our mind, our brains needs physical fuel to function. So we consume energy. So energy in this life form that we have on this earth is like, we need air, we need water, we need food. So all of that is what goes into our body, and we process that, and that's how we live. Our brain needs glucose, some fat, you know, on a physical level, in amino acids, vitamins, minerals. But we live in a world that's really toxic, highly processed, full of junk, and I had to heal myself from that. You know, I was under all kinds of medication, prescription drugs that were actually messing me up even more. You probably can relate to that, right? You know, people that are type 2 diabetic, it's a lifestyle disease, you know, obesity. And we think, can we just live life just meandering along a stream and not really living, you know, just existing? So I am enough is our two, you know, like our three words, which when you say and declare to the world, to the universe out there, with emphasis and with belief, every morning, every day, every evening, you say that to yourself. It's like a mantra. And I got that title actually from my friend Radha. You know, my spiritual coach, my teacher, my mentor, my dearest friend. Because I was thinking of a title for my first book, you know, I was going to say, you know, I'm just going to say it's Healing a Broken Body, A Warrior's Journey. And then I don't know how it happened, but when she made a post or a comment on Instagram and said, hey, you know, like, you know, my friend's book, Mike, I'm Enough, Healing a Broken Body. I'm like, geez, where did that come from? And I'm like, oh, wait a sec. I am enough. And then I remember what I had studied from, you know, learned from, also from the videos and teachings and books of Dr. Wayne Dyer, Power of Intention, I Am. And I'm like, wow, that is genius. So from there, you know, I told Ron, I was like, well, this is going to be the title of my book series, I Am Enough. And later on, here it is now. Here's my first podcast about I Am Enough. Have you ever thought that you were ever less than you should be, or you want to have to conform to the world and not be who you truly are, like your soul's wanting to speak to you? That was what was happening. And that's what this podcast is about. It's about empowering you. Man, woman, whatever you're going through in life, it's the power of intention. Thoughts become things. You know, it's the manifestation. People always wonder, how do I become better? How do I really have a happy life? You start off by making your body strong, by feeding it the right fuel, the right energy, like I said. And then you start feeding your mind as well, through books, not from the TV. But if you're going to watch something on TV or on your smartphone or your iPad or your computer, make sure it is something that will be mentally nutritious and organic for your brain as well, just like what you put into your body as physical fuel. When you do that, you have a strong mind and a strong body. When you have a strong body and mind, you are a strong human. Then your soul truly speaks. Your soul truly speaks. And then you start questioning. Because beyond the walls of doubts and illusions that are self-made and made by social conditioning and programming of family, culture, religion, and government, you start seeing through the illusions and you start questioning. Start seeking more wisdom. Start seeking more knowledge. You start seeking more nutrition for yourself. Yes, I'm talking about you. Because you are enough. Right? It's not about me. What I'm sharing with you is my own journey when I healed myself. Because I kept saying to myself, I am enough. I am worthy. I am strong. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am successful. Like I said, keep practicing that. And it is a daily exercise. All these little things add up so you can start healing yourself. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be an easy ride. But you can make it easier, you know, with grace and ease. You just have to tap into your divine energy, the divine feminine and masculine energies inside of you that are having a difficult time until now, really being optimized. Because right now it's kind of like I said, it's on cruise control, where you're just existing. But let me ask you something. Are you existing just to pay the bills, just to raise a family, and then once your value has been determined to be less because you get older, then you are shuttered away by society? Now, hell no. Hell no. You are more than that. You are more than enough. You, until your very last breath on this earth, you have a purpose beyond what society forces you to accept. No. You are more than enough. You are infinite. All of us are. We each have that unique gift to have unlimited greatness inside of us. That is just wishing. That is not just wishing, but is actually knocking on that door so loud and roaring, "Let me out." It's the energy of the Divine Feminine. Wanting, working with the Divine Masculine energies. Open your mind beyond the books that you've been programmed to read and say, and confine you to where you are right now in your life. Because I heal myself, not just through me, but through the help of other people. Because when you declare to yourself that you are stepping into your own power, the universe aligns and works with you to manifest your dreams and your true purpose. But it's a constant work. You know, you have to look past that goal as if you've already achieved it. So like for me, that was it. You know, people ask me, how long did it take you to lose the, you know, over 100 pounds, reverse the diabetes and all that? Yes, it took me 16 months. And they're like, oh, I wish we had your willpower. Yes, you do. You have that willpower. Don't blurt out just something just because when you hear somebody's achieved something and you yourself can do it. Don't think that way. You're beyond that. That is the conditioning that you've been limited to all your life. Each one of us in this world. Because the world wants sheep instead of lions, instead of wolves, instead of the warriors that are truly, truly here to claim their greatness. You're not just a sheep following orders and being preconditioned to be who they want you to be. That's what I want you to realize. And this podcast is going to evolve. It's going to be more empowering. I want to empower all of you, men, women, children, like who are listening, who are trapped in a body that is not responding. I'm going to help you fix your body. I'm going to help you fix your mind. I'm going to help you fix your soul. I'm not a preacher, not a doctor. I'm just a light warrior, having gone through this experience of healing myself without the use of the traditional methods that kept me confined and sick. I know how to heal myself. I can help heal you. But not in the way that you think. I'm a coach. I'm a motivator. And I'm an empowering leader for you. And they're probably like, who the hell is this to be? For him to say like, who the hell is? Well, I am proud of what I have accomplished. Because it's something that could have killed me. Almost did. I'll share with that with you in a second podcast. You know, I learned. I woke up. And I'm here to wake you up. I'm here to change that programming so that you too can say, I am enough. And you're healing a broken body. You're healing a broken mind. You're unleashing your limitless soul. That's the podcast for today, my very first episode. Tune in tomorrow. I've got something new and astounding and amazing. I'm going to send some amazing guests. I can't wait to introduce you all to the most amazing coach that I've ever had and have. You know, my dear friend Radha, of Goddess Code Academy, who also wrote her book, Kuan Yin, the Goddess Code Activations, which is about manifesting healing and compassion in 6 weeks. Yes, you too can do it. You don't need to take drugs. You don't need to take any medication, whatever it is. It's the power of the body and the mind working together to unleash the unlimited power of the soul. All right. Thank you all so much. I love you all. I'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.